You're listening to the SCAC Football Podcast. Today I'm joined by defensive coordinator from Trinity University, Jim Dawson. And Coach, first of all, thank you so much for joining us today.
Not a problem.
Coach, Trinity Tigers now 8-0 on the season, 4-0 in conference play, ranked number 13th in the coaches poll in the country, coming off a big 24-16 home win over Birmingham Southern this past weekend. As you guys got together as a coaching staff and a group, and you got to work with these guys in preseason and get prepared for this for the start of the year, did you have a sense that this group of student athletes had a chance to really put together the year that they've been able to put together this point of the season?
Yeah, we did. You know, we kind of preach the one week at a time thing, but we have a special group of seniors coming back and some pretty good young kids in the talent pool. We weren't sure how fast they would mature, but they came along real well. And so to be where we are at this point, to say is surprising and great and all those good adjectives, yes, indeed. But also in the back of our mind, we thought we had a chance to be, a pretty decent ball club.
As we look ahead to this weekend, obviously the big matchup with Center coming to San Antonio, both teams undefeated. Specifically, Coach, let's look at your defense. It's such an improvement from a season ago. This unit has allowed just 3 of the 8 opponents to score in double digits. What have you seen about this ball hawking defense that's impressed you the most and you guys have improved throughout the year?
Well, I'm going to defer that to our training room and our trainer, Mark, okay? He's kept everybody out of the training room. And we stayed healthy. Really, the bottom line is we're healthy. We haven't been banged up real bad. A year ago, they were decimated with injuries and playing, freshmen out there that weren't ready to step on a game field yet. Kids that should be playing scout team were forced into active, play during the season. This year, we've remained, pretty healthy, really. I mean, we've got our bumps and bruises like everybody else, but for the most part, we're healthy, and we've got pretty much the same starters out there the whole, entire year.
Coach, as I've had a chance to look at the film and look at your defense throughout the year, one of the things that I guess has sort of impressed me the most is there have been times where your defense has given up some drives, but you've really sort of taken on this sort of bend but don't break mentality, and you've come up with some really huge turnovers and forced some big turnovers, some big playmaking times. Guys like Tyler Baird, who has 5 interceptions, a couple of fumbles, Antonio DuBose has an interception and a couple fumble recoveries of his own. What does it speak to? What do you preach as the defensive coordinator really about that playmaking and forcing those turnovers, especially when teams are able to put some drives together but never able to put points on the board?
Actually, we just try to be very opportunistic whenever it's there, and just so happens that those picks have come in the end zone or, in the Millsap game. We've got the one down there as they're driving in the red zone there at the end, and just kids making plays when the opportunity's there, and we really do preach that at practice. If we actually get down on them when they drop a pick that they should have in practice, or there's a fumble there and we don't scoop it, and we've really emphasized that aspect of the game. But as far as, the bend don't break thing, I would rather stop and not have to bend at all. But, you got to give the other teams credit too. Now, these coaches are good. They've got good players, and they're going to find ways to move the football. So our thing is, as they move it, let's try to find another way to stop it.
Coach, you mentioned the other teams, giving them credit. As you guys have had a chance as a staff to get prepared for this big game SCAC contest with Center this weekend, and you had a chance to watch them on film, what are 1 or 2 things that Center does that have you and the coaching staff concerned heading this weekend that you're going to need to really pay attention to?
I think, number one, they can run the football. And I think any time you can run the football as well as they do, and they run it a couple different ways, they've got a couple of running backs they roll in there, they do that very well. And then secondly, their quarterback is spot on. His throws are on target. He's got a very high completion ratio, and does a really nice job with it. His receivers catch the ball when it's there. So anytime you can run the ball as efficiently as they do and then have a quarterback that can put the ball in the money the way they do, that's pretty tough to contend with.
You talk about quarterback play, Coach, and you guys have a guy there in San Antonio, Nick McKissick, who's really developed this year. As a guy on the defensive side, you get to see him every day in practice. Your unit goes up against him every day in practice. Talk about what's impressed you the most, his development and maturity through the season. Just one interception on the whole year, and really the offense as a whole has done such a good job of not turning the ball over and putting your defense in bad spots.
Yes, sir. Back to the initial statement I had with you about we knew we had some good, kids coming back. We didn't know how fast they would mature. Nick's done a great job of growing up within the game, and I see him every day in practice. You're right, and he'll check them out of a bad play. He'll put them into a better situation. He's good at reading the defenses. He's got a lot of composure. Very smooth, back there. Very confident, and I think those things have really carried over for the entire offense.
Coach, you used the word opportunistic when it comes to your defense in terms of forcing turnovers. 21 forced turnovers. turnovers on the season to just seven turnovers for the offense. That 2-to-1 ratio is so important. How key is ball security going to be when it comes to a big game like this weekend?
Well, in any football game, that's usually the telltale. When you look at the stats and all the stuff at the end of the game, all the numbers and crunches, you know, those people that hold on to the football, you know, generally come out on top, and those that create the takeaways generally are on top. That's just an old axiom of football, you know, going from every great coach that's ever coached this game. They preach that in the clinics, and it certainly is true with us.
Coach, this weekend, obviously so much on the line with an NCAA automatic qualifying bid. At worst, the winner of this game will share the SCAC title. How have you and the staff sort of preached to the kids to sort of take it as just another game, even though obviously it's not, and I'm sure it's in the back of their minds, but to keep them mentally focused heading into this weekend?
Yeah, we've actually let it come to the forefront with them because one of our goals, you know, is to perform well in the, you know, SCAC, and we've told them, you know, here it is. It's crunch time now. You know, you've got two ball games left, yes, one at a time, but we all know, let's not hide the fact, center's coming in here undefeated as well, and the winner's going to take, this, you know, the treasure. So we've let them know that, but then the same thing, preparation, guys, it's you know, business as usual. Week after week, you've got to get yourself right. You've got to watch tape. You've got to see it on the practice field. You've got to execute. And you do those things, and good things will happen for you on Saturday.
Coach, what do you expect the atmosphere to be like on Saturday come kickoff time in San Antonio?
I think both teams will be pretty electric at the very start, but I think what's really going to happen is once they settle down in reality and playing the game every down, you know, after down, going full 60 minutes, four quarters, those that make, you know, more plays than the other are going to come out on top. I think, isn't it Paterno, the guy that always says, you know, six or seven plays are going to decide this game or something, and you know, I buy into that philosophy totally in a game when you got evenly matched ball clubs.
Coach, earlier today I had a chance to speak with center head coach Andy Fry, and one of the things I asked him is, obviously there's so much that goes into coaching and getting your student athletes prepared for the game, but as we look at this weekend, there's no doubt that it's going to be a really exciting football game. As a head coach and as a football fan, what's the one thing you're most excited about going into this weekend, outside of obviously the game and everything that's on the line, but just as someone who enjoys to see good football, what's the one thing you're the most excited about seeing?
Evenly matched teams. They're good, and I think we're good too. And I think they're good on both sides of the ball. I think we are as well. I think our punters are 1-2 next to each other. I think, you know, kicking games are pretty balanced as well. I think it's a very evenly, you know, balanced, matched football game, and I think that's really exciting when you get to play in something like that.
And finally, Coach, as you know, we talk and prepare for this weekend, what are one or two things that Trinity's really going to have to continue to do well as you guys line up on Saturday and face center and this matchup of undefeated teams in the SCAC that you will need to continue to do well to get the outcome and the result that you're looking for heading into this weekend?
Well, all the things that have gotten us here so far, like you had mentioned, you know, the offense protecting the ball, you know, their percentage of scoring down in the red zone, you know, all those accolades that you build on that you're doing well. And, of course, defensively, we've got some stats that speak for themselves as well. You know, but all that put together, when you get into a ball game like this, you know, you just got to try to be error-free as much as possible. There's going to be mistakes, but try to keep them to a minimum and then capitalize on the opportunities there when the other team gives you a chance.
Trinity University defensive coordinator Jim Dawson. Again, Trinity 8-0 on the season, 4-0 in conference play, ranked number 13th in the country into the latest coaches poll. Coach Dawson, thanks again so much for your time. Best of luck as you guys move forward to an exciting match this weekend.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.